You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Helps find whoever sabotaged the tracks 70 miles southwest of Phoenix, causing the Sunset Limited train to derail in 1995. This is USA Headline News.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. I died. And yet here I am. Why? I am a messenger of God.
Friday, April 17th.
This is the beginning.
A star fell from heaven. It changed us and gave us a new destiny to stop the devil himself.
Wait, you mean like the devil devil?
The end will begin.
We're the angels of the apocalypse.
The Messengers, series premiere only on the CW.
A Los Angeles area man will stand trial for allegedly breaking into the home of actress Sandra Bullock as she hid in a closet. The Oscar winner's 911 call was played during Thursday's preliminary hearing for Josh Corbett.
Oh, it's my closet. I have a fake door in my bedroom, and I've locked it right now.
In it, a frantic Bullock can be heard telling the operator that she saw a man walk into her home and that she's locked herself away until police arrive. Corbett faces over 24 felony accounts of stalking, burglary, and weapons possession. He will be arraigned April 23rd. At least two of the nation's leading vitamin retailers are pulling supplements that might contain a dangerous stimulant. Vitamin Shoppe and Vitacost announced Thursday that they've stopped selling weight loss and workout supplements whose labels list a plant known as Acacia rigidula. A Harvard Medical School study published this week found many of those products contain an amphetamine-like stimulant. Recent studies have found that stimulant could cause strokes and other serious cardiovascular problems. Vitamin Shoppe has more than 700 stores in North America, and Vitacost is owned by Kroger, the biggest supermarket chain in the U.S. As the tax deadline approaches, you might not be taking advantage of some helpful deductions when filing your taxes. American University tax professor Don Williamson says people often forget common deductions that could save them quite a bit of money.
Sometimes they forget to deduct state sales taxes. State sales taxes should definitely be deducted in any state where someone lives that doesn't have an income tax.
Williamson added that even in states with an income tax, people might still be able to deduct state sales taxes if that amount was higher than the state income tax. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with showers during the day and mainly after 5 p.m., areas of fog before 1 p.m., and otherwise cloudy with a high near 65. Light southeasterly winds becoming southerly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. This evening, showers will continue to be likely mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 47. Westerly winds will be between 8 and 14 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 61. Northwesterly winds will be between 9 and 18 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 36 degrees and northwesterly winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 64 and westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunday night, we have mostly clear skies and a low around 41. Start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 69. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show, here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show, and very excited this morning because we have Linda Bryant, who is the Director of the Center for Healthy Aging of Hunterdon Medical Center, here with us, because Linda heads the Senior Health Coalition, which is going to be putting on the Caring for You, Caring for Me Free Caregivers Appreciation Day event next Saturday, April 18th. Welcome, Linda. Thank you for coming. We have so much to talk about, these wonderful people, the caregivers who take care of our seniors.
Thanks for having me here, Susan. It's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you and always a pleasure to work with you. Linda is a kid that if you want to know anything about seniors in our county, you go straight to Linda Bryan. She certainly, as the director of the Center for Healthy Aging, knows all there is to know about aging and the needs and the problems and issues that face seniors, but she also is on the board of volunteer guardianship one-on-one, as well as a variety of committees and councils in our county to make sure we're keeping up with all those needs. So give us a little bit of an overview, first about seniors and what their needs are, which really segues into that caregiver's daily life.
Sure. Well, seniors are an expanding group, to say the least. And actually, the fastest growing segment of our senior population is 85 plus. And unfortunately, as we age, we may have an issue with memory impairment. And so caregivers of seniors may find themselves dealing with a loved one who's not doing well with their memory, and therefore they may need to know what resources are out there to support them through this process, to help the caregivers, to help the patient who is experiencing the memory impairment. Seniors in general are relatively healthy. We're living in the healthiest county in the state of New Jersey.
Good to know.
And the resources in Hunterdon County are really, really good. I mean, just the helpline program that you run, Susan.
Thank you.
Really extends itself to making sure seniors have some connection if they're living alone. I know that I have referred many people to your call program where they will call seniors to find out how they're doing, and it may be the only call that senior gets in a day.
Absolutely. And my program and service, as well as volunteer guardianship, as well as your programs at the hospital, it's very important for people to understand aging in place is huge. We all think about what are we going to do when, and it's unfortunately already happening to many of us. The baby boomer population is really responsible for why that population is growing in leaps and bounds. But to age in place means that, for instance, going into an assisted living facility, you save at least $65,000 a year, not to mention the psychological comfort levels of a person who gets to stay in their familiar surroundings. So any program that allows them to do that is wonderful. And sometimes these caregivers take the brunt of that, also have to go to work, also have to have all those other things on their plate. So, these programs and services are great, not just for the seniors, but for the caregivers.
Absolutely. And the other point to be made here, since seniors are living longer, we're seeing 90-year-olds, 100-year-olds. It's not a scarce thing anymore. It's a very common thing to see people in these age groups who are functioning. We see 90-year-olds still driving, and they're totally intact with their memory, and they're doing phenomenally well. But the other end of that is when the senior does get ill, and they do have children or they do have family, we're looking at maybe a 90-year-old who probably has a 70 or a 69-year-old child. Hard to think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they're sometimes struggling with their own families, their own health issues, and now they have, you know, a parent who's compromised in some fashion. They want to be there. They want to do the best that they can. And we don't always have the energy at the 70 that we had when we were 30 or 40. So even seniors need to know about caregiver opportunities, spouses particularly. We have men who may be 90 and maybe their spouse is 85. And if the gentleman gets ill, the wife is the caregiver. She needs support. She needs to be able to help herself, help her loved one, and get through whatever they got to get through.
We also have clients, Linda, who in their 90s are actually taking care of that 65-year-old and that 70-year-old. A mother's job is never done. But it is very strange how the culture has sort of reversed in so many ways. Also, with our friendly visitor program, we have volunteers who are in their 70s who are visiting people in their 90s. It's not uncommon for our clients to be in their 90s. And again, as you say, more and more of them are. Their facilities, faculties, you know, are there. But again, slowing down. We don't want the falling. We don't want suddenly when that dementia might take over, is somebody going to recognize it? So we don't want them marginalized. We want them to be aware of what's going on. But again, who else is there to help them?
Absolutely. And I don't want to forget the aging adult who is caring for a disabled child.
Absolutely.
We see a lot of that. It could be a Down syndrome child that they've had. And today with the medical care, a lot of these children live into their 50s and 60s. And they may have severe health problems as they age, and their parents may be in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And they worry about that. And they've always taken care of this child, and they do not want to abandon that child. And I think any parent would feel that way.
Also, we have to talk about the trend that we don't have the extended family at home. So that child's siblings may be across the country. So that parent is trying to do this well into their age, elderly life, if you will, by themselves. Or the elderly person who is sitting there whose family has moved to a different state. You know, when we call with our telephone reassurance, we have first responders. We like it to be family members, if not family members, neighbors. So often, that person only has themselves. There's nobody to call. Right. If there is a child, that child has already moved out. We think of the parents retiring to another state, a warmer state. But really, we are seeing it's the child that when they have the opportunity to leave for other opportunities, whether it be work or what have you, they're not there anymore for that aging adult.
That's right. That's right. I think people generally like to be near family, but there are circumstances that, you know, just don't allow it to happen. And you're absolutely right. That long distance caregiving is a very stressful situation. It really puts the onus on the caregiver to figure out strategies. What are the resources that they can use so that they stay connected and still have some kind of a input into the care and watchfulness of their loved one?
We're going to take a short break. Before I go on to a commercial, I'm going to tell you that to access some of the programs that Linda's division on healthy aging, it's at www.huntertonhealthcare.org, www.huntertonhealthcare.org. That is the website where you can access information about geriatrics, seniors, and caregivers. And we'll be right back to talk more about the latter.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, which is your first call for help. No matter what the issue, basic human needs, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, the list goes on and on. You can call 908-782-4357, 782-4357, or our 1-800 number, 272-4630, 272-4630, or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org, where you will find a list of our services and programs. We've been talking to Linda Bryant, Director of the Center for Healthy Aging of the Hunterdon Medical Center. We're talking about aging and seniors and a wonderful, wonderful program that's coming up next Saturday, April 18th, at the Polytech Career and Technical School. It starts at 12 o'clock for registration, and really it is a celebration, I think, Linda, of caregivers and the, not just the caring, but the love and the attentiveness. I can't say too much about the caregivers who take care of our seniors.
I agree. And I think they do need to be celebrated because we couldn't do without them. They're very key in the health of the one that they're caring for, and they need to be cared for. You know, when you go on a plane and you have the stewardess at the front showing you how to use the buckle that buckles you into your seat, and then she talks about the oxygen mask, and what does she say? Put it on yourself first before
Absolutely.
You do it for your child or the person you're caring for. And unless caregivers really give themselves the care that they need, they're not going to be there the way they want to for their loved ones.
And I think they forget that. Yeah. I think, you know, in this day and age, it's all about speed. It's all about work and technology and adding something else to the plate, not taking something away from the plate. We're run down, we're overworked, and that caregiver has all of that and their loved one to take care of.
I agree. And this event, I'm really excited about it. And we've done this before with the Polytech High School. It's an intergenerational program, which in itself is, I think, tremendous when you can have teenagers and seniors come together. And these particular seniors, or these students, I'm sorry, are learning skill sets that are service to older adults or anybody for that matter, whereby they're going to provide those services, cosmetology, car mechanics, all of the culinary work that they're doing. All of those skill sets are going to be at that event provided by the students for the seniors and caregivers that attend. So it's a really melding of generations, which I think is so important.
And it's a great experience for the students because, as you said in the previous segment, this population is growing in leaps and bounds. And as I said, we don't have that extended family staying at home anymore. Our grandparents aren't living with us. They're often in another state. And really, our young people do not have the same kind of exposure to all the generations that comprise a family as they used to. So it's a wonderful opportunity for them to hone their skills for their professions that they're hoping to go into, but also to be able to realize that these are the people that they're going to be servicing, because if this population grows, they also need to know who they are, what their needs are, how they will be able to assist them.
Absolutely. These are the future customers. Absolutely. For these professionals that are going to be there, these young professionals. And the caregivers are coming to this event to be taken care of. They need to be reminded that it's important for them to do this for themselves. But we're also offering them the opportunity. There will be an activity area for if they have to bring anyone who needs to be supervised for a period of time. There will be professionals that will have a supervision activity area where their loved ones can stay while the caregivers go on and receive the services that day. We have a speaker, B.J. Jacobson, who is the coordinator, a care coordinator at hospice, is going to be the speaker, and she's going to be talking about decision-making and advanced directives, which is so important, not just for our caregivers and our seniors, but for anyone who's driving a car, anyone who has a child, anyone who owns a home. You need to have that medical proxy or be thinking about what if something should happen to me. So BJ is also going to talk a little bit about veteran benefits, which has become very popular. So I'm thrilled to have that. I do want to say a thank you to Principal Dan Kerr, who was very instrumental in allowing us to have it at Polytech, and also to Phyllis Losapio, who is their communication marketing specialist, who's been very, very helpful in working with the students, working with the coalition to bring this event to fruition.
There is a lot of organization for this event, and they deserve much praise for continuing to have it there time after time. But that organization of the students, of the day's planning, just to have the tables there that the different organizations that provide elder care in the community, all different aspects of this event, we do owe Polytech a huge thank you. And this is really just to kind of piggyback on what you were saying for the caregivers. It's a day of pampering. It's a day to remind them that they can take some time off. And we give them that opportunity, even when they think that I can't leave my loved one, we provide that as well. But also the informational aspect of this event, I think, is also huge because, you know, we can Google nowadays, but sometimes we don't know what we're Googling. What should we be Googling? What kind of information do we need? And I think this day really steers the person in the right direction.
Absolutely. And when you talk about resources, I mean, that's what the Senior Health Coalition is all about. I mean, the members of that group are representative of Hunterdon County and other agencies outside our county that we interact with all the time, either as a caregiver or as a senior. There are programs that will support people in their homes. There's financial information for seniors, healthcare information. There's so much. And all of these members will be having tables at the event and will be available to answer any questions or just be able to show them what kind of resources are available to caregivers in the county.
The last event we had, I was truly amazed at the questions that the caregivers had when they came down to all of the tables and met with the organizations. Their eyes would widen, not knowing that these services and programs were available. And while each of us, in our own way, try to do outreach and try to get the information out there, again, very difficult to connect, and one-on-one is always better. So this day really allows them to, again, you know, have the wonderful services of the students, but to gain this information, to be able to talk one-on-one. And also the other thing that I experienced at the last one was the emotional venting, the being able to just let it out and be able to say amongst friends, this is difficult. This is difficult. I don't, you know, so often I see with some family members, they don't want to say it's difficult because they love mom, they love dad, they love an aunt and uncle who they're caring for. And it's hard for them to say that because they feel as though that is that is putting a burden on to the person that they care for, that they are a burden or what have you, and they don't want to say that. They don't want to feel as though they consider it a problem to take care of a loved one. But truly, there are problems. There are issues, particularly as somebody ages. And I know that you have some information on Alzheimer's, someone who is aging and going through dementia and progressively. These are issues that somebody really needs to be able to say, you know what, I'm having a difficult time. Right. Does anybody out there recognize that? Just by coming, they are recognized. And I think that really psychologically is a huge help to them.
I want them to be proud that they're a caregiver. There is a badge of courage to wear being a caregiver, because there are self-sacrifices. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the pain of being a caregiver can be, and the guilt of feeling angry at times or tired or I've had enough or this is difficult, and admitting it. And I think that caregivers in general need a lot of permission. And that's what
a good
this
word.
Is all about.
That's a great word. That is what it's all about. It is permission to speak freely. It is permission to let somebody know what they're going through and get the information that they need without feeling that guilt.
That guilt is the biggest piece of baggage that caregivers carry with them wherever they go. I think it's very difficult for the sandwich generation. These are adult children who have children themselves but have aging parents who need their assistance, and they're torn. They truly are torn. And they don't want to let their children down, but they don't want to let their parents down. And in between this is, what about me? And the caregiver begins to feel, I can't think about me. There's no time for me. And that's where things start to go awry. So we hope to show that resources that can put some time in their lives by engaging in services that will be beneficial not only for their loved one, but for them. And so that they have a little bit of respite each day or several times during the week. Because doing something 24/7 will burn anybody out.
And again, to reiterate the analogy of being on that airplane and taking the oxygen for yourself first so that you have the energy, you have the wherewithal to take care of the senior. We have to take a short break. We'll be back with Linda Bryant. She's director of the Center for Healthy Aging. You can reach the center by calling 908-788-6373. 788-6373. And we'll be back.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The sun is up and the process of surveying the damage and starting to pick up the pieces is just beginning in much of the tornado-ravaged central United States. One person was killed yesterday when a massive tornado ripped through the small Illinois town of Fairdale. What it left in its wake was nearly indescribable destruction. Walter Scott's family is thanking the passerby who recorded video of the South Carolina man's fatal shooting by a police officer. Scott's family had an emotional meeting Thursday with Faden Santana, who provided what is likely to be the key evidence in the murder trial of former North Charleston officer Michael Slager. The Army is awarding the Purple Heart this morning to survivors of the 2009 Fort Hood shooting massacre. 13 people were killed and more than 30 wounded when former Army Major Nadal Hassan opened fire on soldiers and civilians at the sprawling Texas base. The new Apple Watch goes on sale today, but no one will be wearing the watch just yet. Apple is taking pre-orders with delivery beginning April 24th. The highly anticipated watch starts at $349, with fancier models running into the thousands. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know that by losing just 10 pounds, you could reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis by a whopping 50%? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ILikeHowILook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ILikeHowILook.com and watch the short video. ILikeHowILook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. They also have a thermogenic capsule that could curb your appetite, improve your mood, give you more energy, and the best part is that it burns fat like a blowtorch. I introduced this to some of my friends a few months ago. Within just a couple of weeks, most were losing weight and dropping dress and pant sizes faster than they could buy new clothes. So watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com, and maybe soon you'll be saying, I like how I look.
The forecast for today starts with showers. Mainly after 5 p.m., areas of fog before 1 p.m. Otherwise cloudy with a high near 65 and a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, again showers, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 47. Saturday evening, mostly sunny with a high near 61. Northwesterly winds between 9 and 18 miles per hour. That was for the day. The evening is also mostly clear with a low around 36. On Sunday, we have sunny skies and a high near 64 and westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. And Monday will reach a high of 69 with mostly sunny skies. And we are back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, if you're just tuning in. With us today is Linda Bryant. She is the Director of the Center for Healthy Aging of the Hunterdon Medical Center. And we have been talking about seniors and their caregivers, with an emphasis on caregivers who make it all happen, and a wonderful event that we have coming up next Saturday, not tomorrow, next Saturday on April 18th at the Polytech Career and Technical School. That's at 10 Junction Road in Flemington. And I'll let Linda, why don't you give the details and how to register. There's still time to register for it. It starts at 12. And what else do they need to do?
Well, let me just start by saying we have a phone number that you should call for reservation. And the reservation, they will also ask you about what services you would like to partake in that day. You want to call Claudia at 908-581-5251. That's 908-581-5251. And that's Claudia who's taking reservations. At the event, you'll have opportunities to sign up for manicures, hand massages, blood pressure checks. They have a nursing program, and we are going to have supervision by our registered nurses that will be attending that day to do blood pressure checks on people that are interested. We also have from the Integrative Medicine Program from the Hunterdon Regional Community Health Program, chair massages. And I don't know if people have had that experience, but it's wonderful. I mean, you just kind of melt.
That's a good way to describe it. It is awesome.
And that's what we want our caregivers to do. We want them to melt a little bit on Saturday.
Deservedly so.
We will also have, as I said earlier, resource tables, lots of information and giveaways. There will be an area of activity for adult supervision if anyone cares to bring the loved one that they have that needs supervision. There will be car washing available. You may sign up for that as well. And the culinary students are going to prepare some of the foods, and lunch will be served. It's all free. We just want as many caregivers to take advantage of this event. It's a short day, but caregivers need short days many times at whatever they do so that they have breaks for themselves. This is a break for yourself. It's a three-hour break. We want you to be there at 12 if you can, and go through till about 3:30. That's when the event will end. There are going to be some prizes, so there's going to be some fun, some relaxation, and some wonderful gifts as well.
And this is free. Yep. This registration is free. This is the gift for you. Again, a little day of pampering, lunch, an informative discussion, lots of information about the programs and services out there, and some pampering with the manicures, the chair massages, just getting your car washed. I know sometimes you need, you know, an hour in your day to do even that, and we will be providing that as well. The students at Polytech, you know, I cannot say enough about Polytech. I'm a big proponent of it. We have people who have increased our ratables right here in Hunterdon County by graduating Polytech and opening up their own businesses.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing what they accomplished there. Absolutely amazing. And here we have soon-to-be entrepreneurs and incredibly trained people who are going to enter our workforce and provide us with programs and services for the future. And for our, when we age and when we need some of these amenities and so forth. So what they do at Polytech, I cannot say enough about. And also these students will be there, which is nice, as you called it, an intergenerational day. So you also get to see, you know, what this school actually does for our community.
Absolutely. The other thing that I think it provides, and we don't always think about it as much as perhaps we should, is that caregivers need to be with other caregivers. Mm. Sometimes being a caregiver can be very isolating. You get caught up in what you have to do, and you know, your time is so focused on the person you're caring for that friends that you've had, relationships with other people, many times you just can't maintain them because you just don't have the time. There are going to be people that are going through the same exact process that caregivers go through every single day. And it gives you a chance to feel, yeah, I'm not the only one doing this. It may give you a chance to even meet someone you know who's going through it and, you know, build
establish
a relationship with
bond
that person.
Of friendship, exactly.
That's one of the benefits, actually, of support groups for caregivers, and I can't plug that enough for the very reasons I've mentioned, is that isolation and not really being able to see a lot of the people that you normally would have seen. Sometimes people are uncomfortable because they don't know what to say to the caregiver. You know, your life has changed. You don't have the same availability. But in the caregiver group, everybody sitting around that table is going through the same exact thing you are. You learn from them. You're supported by them. And that whole feeling of I'm alone begins to dissolve because you're with people that understand.
And as we talked earlier, the guilt also, I think, dissipates because, again, when you realize what you're going through, is not just about you and your loved one, that this is a natural process. That, you know, we're happy for the medical advances. We're happy for fewer diseases and so forth, but we still face these challenges, and now we face them on a longer timeline. So to be able to discuss and to see other people, excuse me, and, you know, again, realize that we don't have to feel guilty about this. This is a natural course of life.
Absolutely.
And I think we don't take that into consideration, as you said, with worrying or determining, I should say, let's alleviate the worrying, but determine what we do want to do at the end of our life. What are some of the things we want our family to do? This is all part of that process, and it is a natural course of events that, you know, we have to face. Years ago, I remember as a kid, nobody said the C word out loud. And now I think we are so much better off to be able to discuss cancer and all the other diseases that face us on a day-to-day basis. And like you said, it becomes almost being able to talk about it, even if we're not in the support group, is support, is being able to address it and to take care of it.
I think that becoming a caregiver of someone with dementia is becoming more and more prevalent. I mean, the statistics do show that 1 in 10 American adults has a relative with Alzheimer's disease. When you think about that, that can be incredible. And that 70% of the 4 million Americans with Alzheimer's are cared for at home by family members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not in institutions, they're at home. So this is a caregiver at home, routine, community thing that we're going to all be experiencing.
And it's it's just a wonderful, put a smile on your face kind of day. There is very serious information to call from the event, but certainly it is a wonderful, happy day, a interesting day. And again, can't say enough. How many years now, Linda, have you done this? I know I've been involved, I think, in 3, but.
We've done it, I think, over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done other programs, but this caregiver program at Polytech's been over a 5-year period.
And that's just amazing. And I know that people, if you haven't come before, one, come, but also know that, you know, we have repeat visitors who are coming because they truly look at this as, oh my gosh, I've been waiting for this one day a year where somebody acknowledges me, I have a little bit of pampering, and I can get some information, which over the course of those 5 years, in your profession, Linda, things have changed.
Absolutely.
That information has not stayed the same.
No, and hopefully it's going to change some more. We're so waiting for research to show us the way to cure or to treat Alzheimer's disease or any of the dementias more effectively. We are very limited right now with what we have. And it's not just us. I'm talking about across the board. The Alzheimer's Association is going to be having their annual conference next Friday, week from today. And I always go to this because they have the latest updates on research and care and treatment of the Alzheimer's patient. So I'm hoping that we are going to hear some good news at that meeting.
That would be nice. That would be nice. And do you have a book or something that you
wanted to share? Yes, I wanted to mention to our listening audience, I do have some booklets called Caring for a Person with Alzheimer's Disease. It's an easy-to-use guide, and it's put out by the National Institute on Aging. It's in big print. It's very easy to read, and believe it or not, there is even a section on caring for yourself, which is about the caregiver. And just as the bullet points show in this chapter, how to take care of yourself, here are some ways you can do that. Ask for help when you need it. Join a caregiver support group. Take breaks each day. Spend time with friends. Keep up with your hobbies and interests as best you can. Eat healthy foods. get exercise as often as you can. See your doctor on a regular basis for yourself. And keep your health, legal, and financial information up to date. And it's a very comprehensive list.
I want to reiterate and emphasize one of those bullet points, which I think is the umbrella for all the rest, and that is ask for help when you need it. That's what this is all about. That is what the Caregivers Appreciation Day is all about. That is what we have been trying to say. There is help out there. There are resources out there. And whether you have to ask help of another loved one to assist you and give you time to do your errands or what have you, even if that's not available, there are people in our community, organizations, including the hospital, who can steer you in the right direction, whether or not they have the program or service for you. So that is a most important bullet. Ask for help when you need it. We have to take a break, and we'll be going into our last segment. So we'll do a recap, and I want you to stay with us, because again, we'll reiterate how to register for the event, but also how to get in touch with the Center for Healthy Aging at the Medical Center and all that good stuff to get you on your way.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
We're back. Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline Show, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I hope you tune in every Friday morning with us here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. And we always want to give a shout out to the Chamber for establishing this radio station, which brings with it many, many opportunities for all of us who are talking about the programs and services and the wonderful things we find here in Hunterdon County. I have been talking to Linda Bryant. She is director of the Center for Healthy Aging of the Hunterdon Medical Center. You can visit them at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. And we've been talking about seniors and all kinds of programs and services for seniors in the county, but most specifically for the Caring for You, Caring for Me, free Caregivers Appreciation Day on Saturday, April 18th, and that begins with registration at 12. The program goes for about 3 hours, and to register, you want to call Claudia at 908-581-5251, and why do you want to go? If you're a caregiver, it's your day of pampering, of information, of camaraderie with other caregivers, the ability to share what your situation is, and you will be treated to a variety of different services by the Polytech students who will one day be part of our workforce here and also our entrepreneurial community here in Hunterdon County. They will be offering manicures, blood pressure checks, car washing, massages. If you need to bring your loved one with you, that's fine. We have an activity area with adult supervision, and there's no excuse. We want you to come. We want you to be pampered. We want you to learn about the programs and services right here in your backyard that will assist you in doing the great work that you do every single day throughout the year. Linda, what can we say to get them to come and get them really on the track to helping themselves first?
Well, all the literature says you need to take care of yourself. Come to the event, have a free lunch. Some of the food is going to be made by the students. They do a fabulous job. We're going to be having the event in their restaurant. Come see the restaurant. You know, a lot of these services that the students are learning, they do provide on a community basis. So
true.
I would suggest you come and find out if you really like it. You may be able to come back. I think their charges are very, very,
very reasonable. The cosmetology students do offer. All you have to do is call them to find out when they offer it to the public. Very, very reasonable. And the restaurant also is open, I believe,
absolutely,
to the public on certain days. And I will I'll give a shout out to Matt's Red Rooster, because Matt went to Polytech. He's a perfect example of the culinary school there. What happens when somebody attends Polytech, and now he's one of our established entrepreneurs in the community. So
and a very successful one.
Extremely so. And so it is a nice idea just to come to see what Polytech does, and it is a fabulous facility.
I want you all to come and meet the folks who provide services that many caregivers need to know about. Spend time, talk about what you're dealing with. It gives you an opportunity to kind of talk to people that understand what you're going through, but also have some resources that may be of help to you. let yourself be distracted a little bit with some of the luxurious services that the students provide. And I think just being with other people who understand and know what you're going through, and many of them going through it themselves, is a wonderful opportunity. You are a tremendous role model for a lot of the students.
That's
there.
That's true, too. Mm-hmm.
You are showing, you know, that family is important, that caring for a loved one is important. And I think this is something that has to be taught. So you're an outstanding model, and we want you to demonstrate by just being there how much this is important to you.
Absolutely. And again, that number is 908-581-5251. Claudia will be taking registrations prior to the day. And I know how hectic your schedules are, so you may say, well, it's a week away. I couldn't possibly commit. I won't know till Friday or possibly even the day of. Please still come. Registration will begin at 12. And Linda, what else can we say about?
I was going to say, you know, if you wake up that day and you say, you know, this is a really great day, I think I want to come, come.
Exactly. Just walk in.
We understand. I mean, I want you all to understand that we know that you can have plans and you wake up that morning and it doesn't work. But we also know that when you don't make plans, you feel like you miss out because you didn't make the reservation. We do understand that, and we do have open slots for walk-ins. So if you decide to come, just come at 12 noon, and we'd be happy to serve you.
And again, your loved one can come with you. If you cannot make other arrangements, we will have a special activity room for them so that you can feel free to peruse the different tables that will be provided by the participating organizations under the Senior Health Coalition. And also so you can get your pampering in and be able to listen to the wonderful speaker. So we have run out of time, Linda. I thank you. I want you to come back because I didn't even touch upon the wonderful things that the Center for Healthy Aging does. And I think that's a valuable resource for throughout the community as well as this particular community.
Just one last comment, mm-hmm. Susan. I will have these booklets on my table at the event that will be free, called Caring for a Person with Alzheimer's Disease, an easy-to-use guide. So if you come see me at my table, I'll be happy to give you a booklet if you should need one.
And remember, if you don't know where to get help, you call Hunterdon Helpline. It is your first call for help, for information about seniors, persons with disabilities, and anything that you need help with, emergency shelter, employment resources. Our number is 908-782-4357. 782-4357. We will be back next Friday at 10 o'clock, so we hope you join us. Again, Linda, thank you, and we'll have a fabulous event on April 18th. Coming up next is Boomer's World.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The sun is up and the process of surveying the damage and starting to pick up the pieces is just beginning in much of the tornado-ravaged central United States. One person was killed yesterday when a massive tornado ripped through the small Illinois town of Fairdale. What it left in its wake was nearly indescribable destruction. Walter Scott's family is thanking the passerby who recorded video of the South Carolina man's fatal shooting by a police officer. Scott's family had an emotional meeting Thursday with Faden Santana, who provided what is likely to be the key evidence in the murder trial of former North Charleston officer Michael Slager. The Army is awarding the Purple Heart this morning to survivors of the 2009 Fort Hood shooting massacre. 13 people were killed and more than 30 wounded when former Army Major Nadal Hassan opened fire on soldiers and civilians at the sprawling Texas base. The new Apple Watch goes on sale today, but no one will be wearing the watch just yet. Apple is taking pre-orders with delivery beginning April 24th. The highly anticipated watch starts at $349, with fancier models running into the thousands. This is USA Headline News.
If you get up to use the bathroom multiple times a night,
If you've ever had to rush to get to a bathroom or worried that a hard laugh or cough could cause an embarrassing accident, if bladder control issues are a real concern for you or your aging parents, please listen to this important message. Healthy Control is an all-natural bladder control formula with ingredients proven to relieve urgency, reduce frequency of urination, reduce embarrassing bladder leakage, and the number of nighttime trips to the bathroom. Now we're giving away a free 30-day supply to callers from this area. Call 800-918-4177 now for details. With Healthy Control, you'll feel more confident and comfortable, and finally get a full night's sleep again. Take charge of when and how often you go to the bathroom. Call now for details on how to receive your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control at 800-918-4177. Hurry, this free offer will not last long. Call 800-918-4177 to find out how to get your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control. That's 800-918-4177. Again, 800-918-4177.
The University of